Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. I'm super excited for this one. We're going to be talking about Letitia Wright,
Oh, yeah.
the incredible actress behind Shuri in Black Panther.
She's amazing.
Yes, and this is going to be a really fascinating look at her career and life and how they kind of intersect. I've got this really great article here from Christian Culture News
Oh,
that
cool.
came out pretty recently. And it's really highlights how her faith and her resilience and her advocacy kind of intertwine.
Yeah, you know what really stood out to me when I was reading this piece was how it's not your typical, like, rags to riches Hollywood story.
Right.
It really focuses on how Letitia has navigated this really complex world of fame while remaining grounded and staying true to her values.
I know. And one of the things that really stood out to me right off the bat was how she almost quit acting
Really?
before landing the role of Shuri.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine how different her life would be?
I mean, talk about resilience.
Yeah, seriously.
That makes you wonder, what was it about that specific role that made her keep going?
Right.
Like, maybe there's something about Shuri's character that really resonated with her. You know, her intelligence, her strength, her wit.
Absolutely. Like, that role was made for her almost.
Right.
And it's interesting because the article doesn't shy away from the tough stuff either.
Yeah.
It talks about the online scrutiny that she faced, especially after Black Panther.
Yeah, that's something we don't often consider.
Yeah.
Like, fame comes with a price.
Yeah, huge price.
It doesn't really go into detail about the specific scrutiny, but it mentions that her faith really helped her during those tough times.
It sounds like it was really a source of strength for her.
It seems like it.
Yeah. And it goes beyond just coping. It seems like her faith is really like a driving force in her career choices, too.
Absolutely. The article mentions how she really seeks out roles that align with her faith and her morals.
And it makes you think about how we define success, right? I mean, for her, it's not just about, the fame and the fortune. It's about staying true to who she is,
Absolutely.
which is so refreshing to see, honestly,
It is.
especially in Hollywood. It's so easy to get swept up in all of that.
Right.
But she's so open about her faith too in interviews and on social media.
You know, I think that's so cool to see because it's such a departure from those carefully crafted public images that we see so often.
Absolutely.
It's like this genuine authenticity, and it seems to really resonate with her fans.
Right.
It creates a much stronger connection. The article even shared a few stories about how her openness has really impacted people's
Oh,
lives.
yeah, like that one fan who was saying they found hope and direction just by hearing her speak about her faith.
Yes, exactly. That was such a powerful example.
It is. It's amazing how sharing your story can have such a huge impact.
I know it's inspiring.
Yeah, it's like her story becomes a source of strength for others who might be struggling with their own faith or their identity.
It's so true. But we also have to remember that this kind of openness can be misunderstood
Oh,
and
absolutely.
even twisted. You know, even though many people find her candor inspiring, there are always going to be critics.
Right.
It takes a lot of courage to be so open.
Especially in such a public way,
Exactly.
it makes you wonder how she handles that potential backlash.
Well, the article mentions she has a strong support system.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, her family and her community.
I bet that helps a lot.
I'm sure it does. Having that sense of belonging, you know, can be so important in an industry that can be very isolating at times.
For sure. It's like a refuge from all the superficiality.
Exactly. And it's not just about having support, it's also about that inherent resilience that she has.
I mean, she almost quit acting
This is
entirely.
true.
And it's amazing to see how that same resilience helps her face all the challenges of fame and scrutiny.
It's like she doesn't shy away from those difficult moments, but instead embraces them.
Yeah, uses them as opportunities to learn and grow.
Exactly. So let's talk about this idea of resilience a little bit more.
Okay.
What's really interesting here is that the article doesn't paint her resilience as some kind of superhuman trait.
Okay.
It's more like a combination of her faith, her community, and her conscious effort to have a positive mindset.
So it's not about being immune to setbacks.
Right.
It's about having the tools to navigate those setbacks gracefully.
Exactly. And that's something that goes way beyond Hollywood, don't you
Oh,
think?
absolutely. It's a message that resonates with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like she's giving us all a lesson in how to face life's challenges with, grace and authenticity.
I love that.
Yeah. And this actually brings us to another really important part of her story, her advocacy for mental health.
Yes, this is where we see her faith intersect with, like, a much bigger conversation. The article talks about how she sees her spirituality as, like, a source of strength when she's dealing with mental health challenges.
And she's not just talking about it either. Yeah. She's really working to get rid of the stigma around mental health issues.
Absolutely, especially in the Black community.
Right.
Where talking about those things can still be kind of taboo.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a really powerful example of using her platform for good.
It is.
You know, addressing a really systemic issue. And it's interesting how she frames mental health not just as like a personal struggle,
right,
but also as something that's connected to social and cultural factors.
Exactly.
Which I think is so important to acknowledge. This reminds me of something else the article mentioned.
Hey.
You know, she talks about feeling a sense of divine purpose in her career.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious, like, what does that even mean when we're talking about an acting career?
That's a really good question. It's a complex concept, I think. For her, it's about aligning her talents with something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using her platform to inspire people to uplift others.
Yeah.
It's about seeing her work as more than just entertainment,
mm-hmm,
but as a way to contribute to something truly meaningful.
It's like she's found this perfect balance between her personal beliefs, her career, and her desire to make the world a better place.
Exactly. It's not just about the roles that she picks either.
Right.
It's also about how she carries herself in the industry.
I mean, the article did say that she's known for being professional and kind and staying true to her values no matter what.
Even when she's under pressure to compromise.
Which is so admirable, honestly. It's just refreshing to see someone so grounded amidst all the chaos of Hollywood.
I agree. Yeah. And it brings us back to that moment when she almost gave up on acting completely.
It's crazy to think about that now, right?
I know. It's almost poetic in a way.
Yeah.
The fact that she was so close to walking away from her dream right before she landed the role that would change everything.
I wonder if that period of doubt was actually really important for her growth.
Maybe it was.
You know, maybe it forced her to face her fears, to figure out what she really valued, and then to come back even stronger.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. It's like those tough early days prepared her for everything that came after.
Yeah. And it's not just about personal growth either.
Right.
It's also about using those experiences to help other people.
Exactly.
The article talks about how she often shares her story, her struggles, her triumphs.
As a way to encourage other aspiring actors.
Exactly. And to remind them that, you know, success often comes after a lot of hard work and setbacks.
It's a good reminder that even those people who seem like they have it all have been through tough times.
For sure. And by sharing those vulnerable moments, she creates a space for people to connect with her on a much deeper level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like she's saying, hey, I've been there. I've felt those same things, but yeah, I made it through, and so can you.
Exactly. And that message is so important, especially for young people who are trying to figure out their place in the world.
Totally. Okay, so let's switch gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about her future projects.
Yeah, the article hinted at some really exciting things.
It seems like she's moving towards roles and projects that tackle those big social issues.
Yeah.
And she wants to use storytelling to create positive change.
This idea of meaningful storytelling is so powerful. You know, film and TV can really shape how we see the world.
Oh, for sure. They can start conversations.
Right. And even inspire action.
Absolutely. And she's not just sticking to acting.
Well,
the article mentioned that she's thinking about working behind the camera, too.
Wow. Like as a writer or a director?
Maybe.
That's awesome. It sounds like she's truly committed to amplifying voices and stories that need to be heard.
It's a natural progression for someone so passionate about making a difference. It's like a bigger trend we're seeing in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
This shift towards more diverse, more authentic, more socially conscious stories.
It's like she's at the forefront of this movement, not just as an actor, but as a creative force shaping the future of entertainment.
And her journey has a valuable lesson for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that success isn't just about reaching your own goals.
Right.
It's about using what you have to make the world a better place.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Letitia Wright's amazing journey, what are some key takeaways that we want our listeners to remember? For me, it's the authenticity. You know, it's like her story is a reminder that being true to yourself, even when things get hard.
Yeah.
It can really be a source of strength,
okay,
you know, and inspire others.
I totally agree. She shows us that, you know, living in line with your values,
yeah,
it doesn't just make you feel good, but it can also, like, inspire others to do the same.
And it's not like she's just talking about her beliefs. Yeah. She's actually living them.
Yeah, in a really relatable way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because it fits with this bigger thing that we're seeing culturally. You know, people really want authenticity.
They do.
Especially in a world where everything feels so curated and fake.
Right.
And she's like cutting through all of that noise.
Yeah.
You know, reminding us that real connection comes from being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And sharing our stories in a way that feels true.
And that vulnerability, you know, extends to her advocacy work too.
Yeah.
Like when she talks openly about her own mental health.
Right.
She's making those conversations more normal.
Absolutely.
And she's encouraging others to get help if they need it.
Which is so important. It's a good reminder that everyone goes through tough times.
Yes.
Even people who seem like they have it all.
Right.
And that by talking about our struggles, we can kind of create this sense of community and help get rid of the stigma around mental health.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's about creating a space where people feel supported and understood.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Letitia's story also highlights the importance of finding healthy ways to cope.
Cool, yeah.
Whether it's through faith or community or even seeking professional help.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly. And, you know, we can't forget about that time when she almost gave up on acting.
Yeah.
It's really a testament to the power of perseverance.
It is.
You know, pushing through the doubt and the uncertainty to follow your dreams.
Yeah. It's a reminder that setbacks are just part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And those challenges often shape us into who we are.
It's like she's saying, don't give up on what you love, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, trust the process, lean on your support system, and just keep going.
It's such a hopeful message.
It is. It's inspiring.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Letitia Wright's amazing journey.
Okay.
What's one thought that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Hmm. I would say embrace who you are. You know, cultivate that resilience and use your voice to make a difference.
Yeah.
Letitia Wright's story reminds us that we all have the power to make the world a better place.
So well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to think about everything we talked about today.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.